opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bod, July the 27th. That's it. Last weekend coming up in July of 2012. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We found out that, you know, people were saying that they were having problems with the stream, this, you know, that it kept dropping off. Well, we grabbed into our IT guy, and the great Gradini has found a whole new bank of servers that he's switching us over to right now, which should take care of all of that problem. And yes, we are picking up that entire cost just for you, our streaming group, our chat pack. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
And I see you're running around crazy here trying with your 12 computers.
Yes, indeed. We may drop the stream for very briefly while I do a bit of quick maintenance on our streaming computer, but if it happens, it'll be just for a couple of minutes. So if you're listening on the stream and it drops out, just be patient. I'll probably do it at the bottom of the hour with the news or something.
There you go. And, of course, Linda.
Good morning.
Always streaming.
Are you kidding me? I love to be plugged in. Currently 66 in the downtown studios. Now, I look across at the different computers. One says calm. Another one says partly cloudy, 64. I'm confused. And then I have sunny in front of me until 94. So it's currently 66 downtown, feels like 66. The dew point is 49. Humidity is at 53%. And, of course, it looks like we are going to have a beautiful day. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We always like to do the day in history. Today was Flight Endurance Day. On this day in 1909, Orville Wright set a record for the longest airplane flight. So you want to know about what's happened this day in history?
You've seen that plane.
We saw that plane
at the Smithsonian.
Inside the Smithsonian.
Okay.
We also have tickets to give away for some wonderful theaters and events that are going on this weekend. So we want to make sure that you guys fill the seats. Absolutely. We've got two tickets for. Should we do this now?
We can say that. It's usually usually we have to give a little bit late. Right now they're rolling over and they're grabbing their coffee and all that. But we do have two tickets to Kill a Mockingbird.
Right, and if you want to call right now at 605-4567, you've got tickets for tomorrow night's show. That's a 7:30 p.m. show to see a phenomenal play by a phenomenal cast right here at the Riverfront Playhouse, Kill a Mockingbird. But let's go to our Market Minute.
Yeah, Wells Fargo Advisors, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks are higher on this final day of trading this week. Currently, the Dow's up 82 points at 12,970, while the Nasdaq's up 20 at 2,912, and the S&P 500's up 11 at 1,371. Oil's up 20 cents this morning at $89.59 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.56%. Gold's up $3.90 at $1,623, while silver's down 3 pennies at $27.41 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up 33 cents at $89.30, Pfizer's up 13 pennies at $23.61, and Walmart's up 84 cents at $74.49. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, 9:10 in the morning, and they are the ones to get you through the very, very difficult Byzantine labyrinth of Wall Street. They'll give you a lot of great information. They'll tell you which way to go on these things. Okay, now today we've got Sam Paredes from the California Gun Owners Association. We want to talk to him about some statements that have been made by President Obama. You know, we're not talking about Colorado. We're talking about statements made by the by the president since then is it a reach out for taking people's weapons? And something Jake Carney said, his press secretary. But also Larry Lees, the Shasta County administrative officer, is going to be here. We're going to be talking about realignment. We're going to be talking about, you know, is something going to happen at Knighton Road? What about the other things that are going on in the county that with a guy that has his finger on the pulse of everything that goes on in county administrative government? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
People, I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Martial, are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with the thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
Hi, I have to try three of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are like in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally! Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is July the 27th. And let's talk about, yeah, we're getting ready to, we've got like 18 million bits of something in our computer memory that Bad Bob's going to drop right here at the bottom of the hour, so it shouldn't affect us too much. Hey, something happened yesterday, too. Union heads representing thousands of American immigration agents slammed the Obama administration over a policy they claim is forcing officials to ignore the law and allowing illegal immigrants to exploit the system. In a startling allegation, the president of the union representing immigration and customs enforcement officers cited, claimed illegal immigrants are taking advantage of a new directive allowing some undocumented residents to come to the U.S. as children to stay in the country. Union boss Chris Crane said the policy ends up allowing illegal immigrants to avoid detention without any proof, particularly so-called Dreamers, or those who benefit from the Dream Act. This is what it says. Prosecutorial discretion is for the Dreamers is solely based on the individual's claims. Our orders are, and I quote, If an alien says they went to high school, then let them go. Officers have been told that there's no burden for the alien to prove anything. At this point, we don't even know why DHS has criteria at all, as there's no requirement or burden to prove anything. He says ICE didn't respond immediately to those allegations. This is after the Federation for American Immigration Reform released a report claiming the administration has worked the past 3.5 years to undermine immigration enforcement. ICE, though, says, hey, look, we're only funded to get rid of 400,000 people a year. Why? I mean, they're coming in a lot more than that. And they're just going after the worst ones, they said. In light of the accusations, though, she said the agency will aggressively investigate allegations of fraud. And the allegations from the union were expressed in unusually blunt terms Tuesday. President of the National Border Patrol said the Department of Homeland Security has made it impossible for agents to do their jobs. He called about one immigrant facing criminal charges was let go under the policy further. He complained that officers are under threat of losing their jobs if they defy this policy. Hello? This is from the people that are out there in the lines. And we've said this before. My son is a U.S. Marshal. He works along the borders down there as part of some of the things they do to back up the border security. And he says the Border Patrol agents were told if there's rounds fired to leave the area, not to return fire. He said this is anything you're hearing here, it's been happening. They're being told not to enforce the law. Now, it's getting to the point, then why are we here? Why are we along the border if the Obama administration gives us these orders? It says just let them go. Oh, no, let them go. And if you don't let them go, just because they say in Spanish that they graduated from high school in the United States, you're going to lose your job. Well, what's wrong? There's something wrong here, my friends. There's something wrong here. Where the President of the United States tells the Border Patrol, tells the people that are supposed to secure our borders, the Border Patrol, Customs, who else, other people along the borders that, no, don't do your job. If they fall within that kind of that age grade, that age range, I think they should be able to go, you lose your job.
So, in effect, you're sworn to uphold the law, but don't.
That's right. This is pathetic, and this is, why is this happening? And, of course you know why it's happening. It's another pathetic attempt by President Obama. It's another, he's out there pandering for votes with Hispanic community. And frankly, I find it abhorrent that these men and women are putting their lives on the line and being told this.
Okay, so if you were in charge, these are your units, the Border Patrol. What would you tell? I mean, of course, you have to follow the commander in chief. The frustrating part is get up, no, sit down, get up, no, sit down. No, get up, sit down. I mean, that just is, you want to talk about post-traumatic stress.
It's,
how in the heck do you move forward? How do you plan your day? How do you know what to do?
How do
you get excited? How do you get determined? How do you fix it?
You don't. You know what you end up doing? You end up getting the morale being so bad that they're going to take their trucks and their cars and they're going to drive out to some spot and have a picnic most of the day. They're not going to put their life on the line. The only time they would do that is if another agent probably is in trouble for some reason. But they're not going to do it. They're not, because it's not worth it anymore. And so the Obama administration, through their edicts and their telling people not to obey the law, is getting exactly what he wants, open borders. Because he believes in one world. He believes in, there should be Canada, the United States, and Mexico as just a North America, just like the Euro, just like the European Union. He wants it to happen in North America.
How do you?
I mean, he does. Just look at what he's done.
I understand what you're saying, but how do you, as a leader, if you were in charge of the border, these are your men and women, how do you, I'm just curious, how does one, pretend you're the one to keep the person in charge, to keep the morale, with it changing every day, every moment.
What you do is you do exactly like you did before. And then, if it means something to you, you do what you did before and then let them relieve you. say, hey, you know what? You're telling us not to do our job. Then why are we here? Well, this is just what we want. You know, this comes from a higher up. Well, then President Obama, I'm going to enforce the law the way it is, the way, you know, we're keeping the border safe. And you don't like it, fire me. You know, and then you know what? Then you find a job someplace else, or you just quit. You just quit. But see, they probably won't do that because, you know, let's face it, they're going to try and find it. If they feel strong enough about it, they'll quit. We got to take a break.
KCNR 1460.
When the night has come.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Reading Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah.
Stop the world.
And melt with you.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Speaking of melting.
It's 7:25 in the morning.
A West Nile virus was reported in Orland. A woman in her 50s found out that she had a virus after she gave blood in Chico. This is the first case of the West Nile virus this year in the North State. Of course, the West Nile virus is carried by mosquitoes. The reason I'm telling you this, or we're getting this out here on KCNR, is be mindful as we get in these hot times, your mosquito repellent, however you want to do it, you know, concoctions, whatever it is, to make sure you watch out for those mosquitoes as well as any standing water. People who own pools that don't clean their pools. Let's go. Jay, you've been on the phone. Thanks for waiting. What do you got on your mind? Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Great.
Fine.
You know, Linda, you asked a good question, so I wanted to address it. What do you do if you're a commander, a zone commander, or something like that in the Border Patrol, right?
Right.
Well, being a government employee, and I'm sure Carl can attest to this, is like being the child of a schizophrenic parent. Every 2 to 4 years, they change their opinion, and you get to kowtow to it. So the answer to that is really quite similar to what you do when you're under an artillery barrage. You hunker down, you keep the casualties as low as possible, and you wait until conditions change.
Okay. I mean,
that's all you can do.
As long as your people are not in danger. Like, you know, when they're going out there and they're trying to do this, if this Obama administration, by what they're telling their agents, puts their people in danger, then, you know, you've got to make some pretty harsh decisions at that point.
I just tell my people to stand down. Well, there's no sense getting your people hurt or good people losing their careers over something that's out of your hands.
I have been told
that. Just wait for the next election and hope that things get better. That's all you can do at that level.
Well, I've been told that there have been patrols ordered out in the past that they kind of left the wires and just kind of like stayed there for a while because they knew they were leaving and knew that it wasn't going to make one bit of difference before, wherever they were going. Okay, Jay, I think you're right. I think that you just have to take care of your people. That the Obama administration, as far as I'm concerned, is putting people in harm's way. And the unions are all saying this, not just one union, but all the unions that represent the Border Patrol, the customs agents, anybody out there on the border are all saying the same thing.
Yeah, they just got to wait for the next election and hope that things go the right way.
Well, I tell you
anyway,
what.
Anyway, have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Jay, how do we get a hold of you out there in Yellow Cab Land?
530-510-0651. Ask for Jay, and I will be there.
Okay,
thank you,
Jay.
Thanks a lot. Jay is somebody else that is another one of our loyal listeners that we trust. We tell people we've had some friends that, New Year's Eve needed special rides, had to leave their cars. It was late. They were tired. Maybe two glasses, whatever it was. You know, don't take any chances. And I know there's some DUI points that are also happening right now in Reading. Are we going to the phones?
We are. Good morning, Amy.
Amy, how are you? Amy is our expert on nutrition tips, and we do this
fitness.
Every Friday afternoon. What's your fitness tip of the week?
Well, this one today is about fat. You know, people are actually still thinking that fat is bad for them. It's sad, and I think it's kind of a spillover from back in the 80s when we had the big anti-fat campaign, and it left everybody confused about dietary fat and that it was this big demon. But the thing is that you need fat, but it's the right kinds of fat. I don't want you having the fried chicken fingers.
So. Wait a minute. Does this mean the fried Twinkies from the fair are off limits?
Yeah, that's not quite what I have in mind when I say good fats there, Carl. I'm sure it tastes good. And fat can bring some good flavor to your food, but I'm talking good fats that are going to be good for your heart and your body as well.
For example,
we're talking like almonds, walnuts, cashews, flaxseed oil or flax seeds. But hey, guys, with flax seeds, you have to make sure they're crushed or broken open.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're just basically having an added fiber
okay.
Content. Things like, you know, peanuts, olive oil, coconut oil is a nice oil to cook with. It's got a high high boiling point, so it doesn't get rancid or go bad when you're cooking with it. Fish, guys, fish. Enjoy as much fish as you can. Get those good poly and monounsaturated fats in. We call them MUFAs and PUFAs. And you get a lot of that from your fats and your nuts and your seeds. Pumpkin seeds are a great snack. Now, the thing with your nuts and your seeds, guys, I want you to try to go raw and unsalted, which is hard for a lot of people. I know they want the roasted, dry, you know, covered in salt or covered in sugar nuts, but those aren't quite the healthiest ones for you.
Okay.
So I want you to take your fat and spread it out throughout the day. Try to have at least 2 to 3 good fats every day. So maybe if each main meal you plan to have a good fat.
We're going to have to run, Amy.
Okay,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you. Adamson's Peak
fat.
Performance. The
all
great
right.
Fat person telling us. What. No, she's not fat. She's not fat.
No, she's talking about great fat.
Great
anyway,
fat.
Got to go. We're going to come back. We've got Sam Paredes talking about guns, NRA gun rights.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street continues to rally in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 70 points. On the flip side, Facebook shares hit a new post-IPO low. This after the social networking site's first quarter results as a public company showed a major slowdown in revenue growth. But CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Facebook is seeing encouraging results from new advertising services. He went on to say that Facebook now has a clear path to building a strong mobile business, which is one division investors had questions about. And Airbus is delaying the release of its newest passenger jet after a wing production glitch. The European plane maker is pushing back delivery for its new A3 due to strong demand for its existing range of jetliners. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Side of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Clobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 7:35 in the morning. It's July the 27th. It's Friday. Friday's a big day.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Go inside to Espresso Joe's and see we call them Espresso Joe cuties. Gosh, they are so wonderful. They know your name. They're going to make you great coffee. $3 gets you a 20-ounce cup of hot or cold coffee, a flavor of the week or the month, and their coffee beans. They have wine. They have great hostess gifts. Go on over to the other side, too, with one of the best walk-in humidors in all of the North State. They aim to please, and Tobacco and Brew have been with us as sponsors since day one of us being on the air. Great Americans, always serving the public. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, we want to play this small excerpt from a President Obama speech.
We should do everything possible to prevent criminals and fugitives from purchasing weapons. That we should check someone's criminal record before they can check out a gun cell. That a mentally unbalanced individual should not be able to get his hands on a gun so easily. These steps shouldn't be controversial. They should be common sense.
Okay, and then after that, he said, AK-47s belong on the battlefield and not on our city streets. We welcome Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California president. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl?
I'm fine. Without even mentioning the terrible tragedy in Aurora, Colorado, when we hear this, when he says things like this, what's the first thoughts that come into your head?
Well, oh my goodness, this guy doesn't know Schlemiel from Shinola. We already have background checks on the purchases of all firearms. They all get checked by the FBI. There's instant background check in most states throughout the union. There are already prohibitions against selling guns to the mentally deficient. You know, everything he said is already in place, and he has no idea what the laws are. All he is out there doing is capitalizing on a tragic situation for political gain in order to activate his left-wing troops. That's it.
Well, the fact is that he has not made a run at guns, as many people feared, at least not overtly. As you know, everybody, you couldn't buy a gun or ammo or anything after he was elected. And yet it seems like that has not occurred.
No, you're absolutely correct. And he didn't make a run on guns overtly because he knew that if he did, he would lose members of Congress left and right. That is why one of the major reasons that the Republicans have taken over the Congress and came back in the Senate from an incredible deficit was the gun issue. It is a losing issue. The American public has gone away from thinking about guns in terms of gun control and have grown more and more to understand that guns are a right, a constitutional right. And with the economic downturn, more and more Americans are understanding that they have to defend themselves because there are fewer police out there. And in fact, the police can't be there when you need them most, when you need a gun, and that the gun is the safest thing for you to use. He knows that the gun issue is a losing issue, but he stuck to his word when he said he was going to try to get gun control through the back door, and that's how we got Fast and Furious, where they were trying to generate a necessity for national gun control, and it blew up in their face. So your assessment is absolutely correct, but remember, these guys are devious, and they're going to try to keep coming at us any way they can.
Well, one of the things that was said, as we know, President Obama is very strong on doing executive signatures or making decisions under the executive branch, where he just kind of bypasses the Senate and the Congress. And his press secretary said, it says, from the White House, Carney said, and I quote, "There are things we can do short of legislation and short of gun laws." I find that probably the most frightening comment of the whole night. Not especially what Obama said, because Obama, once he gets off the teleprompter, has problems. But then a follow-up, which is he usually says what he's thinking when he does that. But what Carney just said. So what can the president do with the executive privilege to take away gun rights?
Well, you know, he's doing it by directing, you know, the danger is that we never hear what it is that he's doing. But we know by the actions of his administration, the executive branch, you know, by charging the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to go out and aggressively harass gun dealers and gun manufacturers, come up with rules that surpass the Congress, like forcing American citizens around the border states to have to fill out forms and have reports sent in on the multiple sales of long guns. You buy two rifles, it gets reported and sent into the FBI and the BATF. There are a lot of things they can do in order to try to get closer and closer to their ultimate, the most insidious thing of all.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Sam Paredes, who is the president of Gun Owners of California. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sam, I want to talk about this treaty. Everybody's gotten all excited about this treaty. I need to talk to you about that. We'll be right back.
Hello, she come around.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Today we're going to have plentiful sunshine. I like that, plentiful. That makes you feel like lots of happiness, feeling full. Just, yeah, it's good stuff. 97 degrees, and tonight we're going to have temperatures that are going to be in the lows of 66. The weather is currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios. Make it a beautiful day. And this is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Red and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Worst at Crackmaster can do a guarantee that other shops can't. He'll take that small chip, he'll fix it, or he can take a crack up to 24 inches long in your windshield and repair it. Go see Jeff. Tell him you heard about him from us. But you know, he's also famous when you go down there. 3280 Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. Like I said, small chips to cracks up to 24 inches long. Our guest, Sam Paredes, of the president of Gun Owners of California. Sam, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, okay, now, this treaty that people are talking about, this UN treaty that Hillary's already signed, there's rumors, and that from this treaty that we can know there's a lot of ramifications to Americans, or is this just kind of like hyperbole?
No, the UN Small Arms Treaty, or the Arms Trade Treaty, as it is also known, is a very dangerous vehicle that we have to keep watching. It's due to be completed on this Friday, today. And though there's still no consensus amongst the negotiators, the latest draft shows that there are very serious implications to our Second Amendment rights. We know that President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will sign the treaty when it is completed. It'll go to the Senate. The Senate will not ratify the treaty. But even though it covers everything from tanks to battleships, of course, the most important thing are the small arms, or the light weapons, as they call them. And that poses a very real danger to our American Second Amendment rights. Because what they're calling for is bans and additional registrations and markings and all kinds of things. Now, even though because the United States Senate won't ratify it, and it will not become the technical law of the land in America, here's the danger, Carl. If gun manufacturers and gun and ammunition manufacturers in America want to sell their products to other countries that have signed on to the UN Small Arms Treaty, they will have to comply with the provisions of the treaty in order to be able to conduct that commerce. Now, that means that they're going to have to increase their registration. They're going to have to do micro-stamping and tagging of powders and all kinds of things that are going to make guns more expensive for us if they want to sell internationally. So it will no longer be a Second Amendment issue that they're deciding. It'll be a corporate issue. Do we continue to make money by selling to other countries, in which case we're going to have to raise the cost of guns and ammunition in America in order to be able to afford to do these things? Or do we tell the UN to go stick it in their ear and they make money by selling stuff to American citizens and do not comply with the provisions of the treaty? So it'll be taken out of the courts and be put into the corporate boardrooms, and that's a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, it seems like I know this treaty's been around a long time, and Bush never ratified it or anything. And the fact is that it can be. I don't see the Senate and the House of Representatives doing it. But you're saying is that if it's ratified, that if our businesses are going to do business throughout the world, they've still got to go by it.
Yeah, they will not be allowed to sell to France and Germany and England and Norway or any of the other countries that sign onto the treaty and agree to its provisions will have to comply with the letter of the treaty, and if they won't be able to conduct business.
You have to mark powder?
Oh yeah, they put tags in powder, chemicals and identifiers, so that they will be able to know where it was manufactured, when it was manufactured, and then they will track it from the manufacturer of the powder to the manufacturer of the ammunition, so that they will be able to trace it from the inception of its creation all the way till it's used. So yeah, there's some, you know, you want to talk about gun registration, this is it in its worst possible form.
Okay. Oh gee, that's just hunky dory. After we've gotten into a treaty, can we get ourselves out of a treaty?
Yes, we can distance ourselves with a treaty. That's why it's so important. This November election is incredibly important, because if President Obama signs this treaty, President Romney can reject the treaty and get us off of that. But still, even if we are not assigners to the treaty, again, the corporate decision that firearms and ammunition manufacturers are going to have to make is whether they want to sell if they want to sell their products overseas,
well, I don't know
they
how,
would have to comply.
Well, I don't know how much, how many of them want. In some places, they can't. You can't even sell your equipment anyway. Hey, we got to take another break here, Sam. Hey, Sam, we come back. The question is about the SB 249.
Yes, sir.
About the conversion kits for sporting rifles.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back. Hey, our guest is President of Gun Owners of California, Sam Paredes, and we're talking. What's been happening since that terrible attack? We're not talking about the attack, or we don't need to make laws about it. We can kind of go by it. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals. And an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning. It's 99 degrees today. It's going to be hotter. That's why you need to go to our buddies down at Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, quality service. Because it doesn't have to cost more. They do it right, they stand by it, and you're going to enjoy it. They install high-quality equipment. They maintain the equipment you have. They make sure it works and it lasts longer and it's getting hotter every day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org and check out their website. And let me tell you, we have used Alliance Heating and Air, and we are very, very happy with how they do it. They go far beyond what they expected. Okay, our guest, Sam Paredes of the Gun Owners of California. And, Sam, there was that AB 249 somebody asked us about in the chat room.
Yes, SB 249 is a bill sponsored by Senator Leland Yee of San Francisco. He sponsored it before the massacre in Aurora, but that tragedy has given him more impetus. What it does is it will ban a kit or a collection of parts that ostensibly will convert a fixed magazine semi-automatic firearm into a California assault weapon. It's a very poorly written bill. Very few items actually qualify under the definition of this bill, but our concern is that if the Attorney General changes the definition, the regulations that define what a readily detachable magazine is, this bill can be the impetus to ban all of the off-list lowers that have been sold, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, since 1992 that have been sold legally in California, and by making them illegal, making bullet buttons illegal, and any of the devices that disqualify semi-automatic guns from being California assault weapons. A very dangerous bill. And we have to fight it.
You know, let's explain this a little bit. You know, when it went into the assault weapon ban, you know, many years ago, and then that one went away. And then what you could do is I think the law in California said you couldn't have a magazine, a detachable magazine, or a magazine that couldn't be taken out without a tool.
Correct.
And so people then made, you know, they made the sporting rifles with a magazine, and then they put a tool with it. That so you could you could detach the magazine and reload it or put another one in. So there, and this was perfectly legal under the law.
That is correct. And there have been, like I said, probably over a million guns sold in California under the letter of the law, complying with the law, completely legal. Even the Attorney General in several court cases have said any of the AR or AK-style guns that have a bullet button are legal and completely comply with the laws and regulations. Well, now they want midstream, they want to change the law and the regulations and make all of those guns illegal by talking about banning these conversion kits. So they're going after the whole thing. They've always wanted to do that, and Leland Yee is leading the charge right now.
Well, and so what chance do you think he has for that?
Well, they've got, when they come back, they have 3 weeks. That bill has to go to the Assembly Appropriations Committee, pass out of there. It's got to go to the floor of the Assembly, pass out of there. And then it has to be sent back to the Senate and go through the Senate Public Safety Committee, the Appropriations Committee, and then to the Senate floor before they can send it to the governor. It's got a long and hard road in that it has to cover in 3 weeks. Now, mind you, the bad guys are in charge. They're running the show. They could jam it through, but it would be at the expense of some of the other 600 bills that they have to consider in the last 3 weeks of the legislature. So we're going to do everything we can to slow this thing down and to try to defeat it in any way that we can.
Now, Sam, does this mean it would go be retroactive? So if you bought a weapon, under the old law, would they go back and say, yeah, well, that one's now illegal?
Yes.
Well, how can you do that?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, Carl, because the legislative council, the attorney for the legislature, sent a letter to Senator Lee and said that if you pass this bill, it's a violation of the Fifth Amendment because it's a government taking. You are telling people that they have something they have legal now becomes illegal, and they have to turn it into the police, and you're not compensating them. It's a violation of the United States Constitution, Fifth Amendment. And Senator Lee said, okay, we'll see you in court. They said, yeah.
Yeah, because you know who you're fighting? You're fighting the states. You know, you're fighting the immense amount of power and money the state has because they're using your tax money to fight you. Isn't that interesting?
That's true.
Hey, we know what we got to run, Sam. We're always glad to have you on.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Carl and Linda. Love you guys. Keep spreading the truth. It's through you guys that they're leading the charge for us to free California and free America. God bless you.
Hey, Sam, thank you very much. Okay, hey, Larry Lees is in the studio. We're going to be talking to Larry as soon as we come back, the Shasta County Administrative Officer.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How's the economy? growing, but not much, slowing down in the April to June quarter.
Gross domestic product came in as expected at an annual rate of 1.5%. That's the weakest growth rate since the third quarter of 2011. First quarter growth was revised higher to 2%.
Fox Business Network's Diane Macedo. Now, Wall Street isn't too worried. The Dow is up 104 points. But there is mixed reaction, as you might expect, politically. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The president's top economic advisor points out the economy is expanding, though concedes the 1.5% growth rate must speed up to replace the jobs lost in the deep recession. The White House also, John Boehner, calling the GDP report proof Congress must extend all the Bush-era tax cuts, Dave.
And Jared, there are funerals or memorial services for four more of the 12 moviegoers massacred at a Batman showing a week ago, including Rebecca Wingo.
Rebecca was the most vibrant rock star of a woman that you ever met.
That's her mother. Wingo is a former Air Force lieutenant who had two daughters. They are cheering the Olympic torch, making its way to tonight's opening ceremonies in London, where Fox News Radio's Phil Itner is live.
It may be hours away, but already the Olympic Park is filling up as thousands come to watch the opening ceremony. The general atmosphere in London, enthusiastic. This Londoner expressing just that.
We can't wait. We're really up for it. It's going to be the best games ever.
But one thing that may dampen it, the weather's changed. Again, back to those gray skies and even a chance of showers. Well, it is England. Dave?
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Fram filters live for pressure. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the crush test, where we load them with dirt and load them and load them and load them until they implode. Pressure like this gets you a filter that traps 99% of dirt and lasts up to 15,000 miles. Pressure like this gets you the new Fram Ultra, one of the most advanced filters in its price range. Bring on the pressure. Fram Ultra can take it. Fram, don't fail your engine. See Fram stand up to more tests at Fram.com.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
First Lady Michelle Obama will cheer on Team USA at the Olympics. And Mitt Romney will also be at tonight's opening ceremonies, the Republican getting a lot of attention in London.
He infuriated British newspapers when he talked about security and transportation concerns, but now Mitt Romney's trying to make amends.
But after being here a couple of days, it looks to me like London is ready.
He tells NBC every Olympics has its glitches, but when the competition begins, the glitches won't matter.
All the things politicians say will get swept away because the athletes finally take the stage. The games are about the athletes.
Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Curfew remains in effect, along with a state of emergency, in Elmira, New York, as crews continue to clear trees and repair power lines brought down by a possible tornado as part of a strong group of thunderstorms that swept from Ohio into New York. Two people were killed in New York City. A man was struck by collapsing scaffolding outside a Brooklyn church hit by lightning, and a woman in Pennsylvania was hit by a falling tree. A Madonna concert goes Trey Mall in France.
I see you coming.
Madonna's concert in Paris was supposed to celebrate France's tolerance, but when the Queen of Pop left the stage after performing for just 45 minutes, the crowd turned on her and started booing. The show was streamed on YouTube, and people were so upset that the website was forced to disable comments, but not before the video racked up more than 12,000 dislikes. The show was announced after France's far-right National Front threatened to sue Madonna after the singer showed a video with an image of the party's leader with a swastika on her forehead. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
A former WWE wrestling champion is recovering from surgery in Pittsburgh. The Great Khali, whose real name is Dilip Singh, had a pituitary gland tumor removed, a tumor that helped him grow to 7 feet tall, 350 pounds. Failure to treat the problem can lead to cardiovascular issues. Another former star, Andre the Giant, also had it and died in 1993. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, the last Friday in July 2012, the 27th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And for some people that are having problems with getting the streaming, is that
we're changing
to a whole new bank of servers. The people that we had our servers with cannot handle the amount of bandwidth and the amount of people that listen to this. So we've changed it over to a new group. They should be up today or tomorrow at the latest.
Our temperatures are going to be around 97 degrees today, with lows of around 62. Currently, we've got 68 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Hey, we had something in the chat pack, a response. Somebody had bought a new truck at Crown Motors, so shout out
to them, of course,
they
because,
love it,
you know, one of our sponsors, but they're buying local, and oh, that is great. Okay, we've got a full menu here. We're going to go to Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors. And Josh, good morning. How's it look now?
Well, stocks are still higher on this last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's up 107 points at 12,995, almost at that 13,000 level. The NASDAQ's up 34 at 2,927, and the S&P 500 is up 15 at 1,375. Oil's up 59 cents at $89.98 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.59%. Gold's up $3.10 at $1,622, while silver's down a nickel at $27.39 an ounce. Some of our more actively traded stocks this morning: Caterpillar's up $1.39 at $84.65. Bank of America is up 3 pennies at $7.21, while Intel's up 3 dimes at $25.77. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot.
Josh.
You know what? The Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive, go on down there and find out, get the information from them on what's happening on Wall Street. I mean, you know, it is a labyrinth of intricate details in the Wall Street, but they're going to help you work your way through there. Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Henry. You have a quick comment today.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. How are you? Hey, I enjoyed that interview you had with that gentleman on the gun control. The one thing he didn't say, that there's millions of gun owners out here that didn't shoot anybody.
Hundreds of millions that don't shoot anybody.
Right. They didn't shoot anybody. All I hear on the news is one guy shot up a bunch of people, which was a tragedy. But it doesn't ever mention the millions of gun owners that don't.
You know, and that's the thing is, but when it gets right down to it, though, Henry, and we've got to run here, it's not gun control. It's control.
Well, I certainly would encourage everybody to call in and join the NRA. That's the biggest gun lobby, the biggest lobby, I think, in the United States.
Well, you know what? They do good. But sometimes that, you know, the thing about the NRA, and they're having a banquet tomorrow night, by the way, friends of NRA, is let's just hope they don't become a monolithic type of corporation that loses touch with the ground roots, which is the ones fighting the battles out here.
So, well, I certainly hope not either.
Yeah. Okay.
Say, incidentally,
yes, sir.
You know, we had a little deal here a while back about the uniforms for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They'll all be made in China?
Yeah, you know, if they would have gone back to the original plan the Greeks had, they wouldn't have had to have uniforms, and they'd have got a lot more spectators.
Okay. You know, Henry, we can always count on you on Friday.
I love it.
Thank you, Henry.
That's a great visual.
All right. Thanks a lot, Henry. I don't know. I've seen some of these weightlifters out there. I don't know if we want to see them in just a fig leaf.
We watched a special on that last night.
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
This girl was a weightlifter. Wait, 300?
She said, to get in
the coaster, she said, the most I can weigh is 193 because of my, you know, my height and all that. She says, I'd have to lose 110 pounds.
But she was a big, pretty, and she was a big woman.
A medal Olympian.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. Larry Lees is here. And I tell you what, just in the break, we've covered things that, you know, you need to hang on and listen. I can't, you know, you've got to hear what he said. He just got back from Sacramento, and I'm sitting here going, oh, really?
Oh, man, he's bench pressed in the city.
Yeah, that's it. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, hot coffee, cold drinks. They have the walk next door into their finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco products here in the city of Reading. And discounts for veterans, and the people treat you very, very well there. 35 years in the business supporting our community, Joe and Shelley have. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Larry Lees, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
It's been a while.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? We always like having you on, Larry. Yeah. Okay, let's start off with, you were just down in Sacramento. I got to start out like that because, and I just want to see if you're going to say the same things on the air that you told us to our face.
No, I'm going to clean it up.
What's going on in Sacramento?
Well, I actually was down there a couple weeks ago. We're going through some processes, and I met and actually chatted one-on-one with the governor for a specific purpose. And
with the governor?
Yes.
Is he very tall?
Everything's relative.
Okay.
No, with that, so we did have a chance to talk, and I'll tell you, I had a nice discussion with him, but when I see overall what's going on in Sacramento, I have never seen it like this before. There is a level of frustration and concern that I came back with. Now, I will ever be the optimist. And I came back and I talked to my staff and I said, man, after I've seen what's going on there, it's a good thing they have us. And it's a good thing they have people in Shasta County and Reading that can raise the flag and the level of concern. But just real quick, you take a look at the steps that were taken here the last 3-4 weeks. You know, here you have passed a state budget based on a sales tax increase that the people will vote on in November. And I'm not saying it's a good thing to do or not a good thing to do. I'm just telling you that about $6 billion of the budget that we're in right now is based upon you voting yes in November for a sales tax increase. And I think that's important to know, because by the time November gets here, we will already have spent 4 or 5 months of this year's fiscal budget. And if at that point it does not pass and we have to come back and make these $6 billion worth of cuts statewide, that's going to be a significant impact to counties and education.
It's kind of like you're betting, you're getting ready to get into a crap game. So what you're doing is, the crap game is in November, but you're spending all that money now saying, I'm going to get that money back in that crap game. But I've got to roll sevens.
Right, yeah, yeah, it has to be sevens. And to just kind of convolute the whole proposition notion, then, of course, we find out that we've had $54 million in park funds. And this comes on the heels of asking people, nonprofit organizations, to help out and pitch in and buy those parks or help support the parks and keep them running. And yet here we find out now that actually they've had enough money all along. So it's very, very discouraging. And then, you know, obviously they believe that the bullet train is the right thing to do. So you see billions of dollars being voted on for that. So all these things are going to come together at the same time. And I think the proposition is going to have a difficult time.
Well, it should have a problem. You know what? You don't give crack to a crack addict. You know, and that's what we're saying we're going to do, is we're going to give you crack addicts down at New Mob down there in Sacramento. We're going to give you more drugs to use. But we believe that you're not going to really use them unwisely. Come on, Larry. I mean, come on, put it on the line today. What do you really think? Do you really think that we should, as concerned citizens, as taxpayers in this state, should give them more money when they have proved over and over and over again that they just waste it?
Well, let me just sidestep that question.
Why? Can't you get into that?
I'll tell you why in a second.
Okay.
But obviously there's a lack of accountability with the dollars that have been spent. And I don't know that all of them have been spent appropriately. There's no question about it. And yes, I see exactly your thought there, and I understand that.
Luckily, there's hundreds of millions of other people that feel this way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Although that November, that proposition is actually not, you know, it's about even right now in the polling that, you know, there's some that want it.
There are some.
Keep in mind.
Again, 47% of the people think Obama's done a great job so far. Yeah,
Have you been watching the candidates?
The presidential candidates?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
How do you feel?
I am concerned with the direction we're taking.
Okay.
And let me just back up and even incorporate it with the state candidates. You know, our economy in California, and some economists will correct me on this, I'm sure, but we're not doing that bad this year. We're not doing that bad this year. I mean, we've seen some growth and we've seen some indicators say that things are picking up a bit. Not great, but a bit. But yet here we have a state budget that's $13 or $16 billion. In the hole that we had to close, $6 billion by this new sales tax. The key is here, had they done, the state, in November of 2008, what many counties and cities did, which curtailed their expenses, reeled in their costs, so that they lived within their means, they would be enjoying the benefits of this small, ever small, but pickup that's going on now. The problem is they pushed it forward. And so rather than fixing it when we first had this big recession start in 07 or 08, rather than fix it, they push that problem forward. This is the same $13 to $16 billion gap that was there 4 years ago. It's just that they've never addressed the cost to curtail it, so it's still with us.
But it can get worse.
Okay, so as we are have breaking news, of course, and things that are coming out regarding funds in the parks department, say, for instance, do you think anybody has the kahunas? During the time.
The kahunas?
Of us during this time.
Isn't that a surfer from Hawaii?
Whatever you want to call him. I'm trying to be nice here.
I'm not going to ask you to define kahuna. Go ahead.
Okay, so once the kahunas are out there.
They're going to go down there and into the cow, and they're going to flush out the department. Bob, right? You know what I'm talking about. I could say something else. Kids are in the car.
Yeah. I don't see it happening. Honestly, I would like to think it would, but I don't see it happening. You've got a Democratic-controlled governor. You've got a Democratic-controlled legislature, and their concerns and desires are different than in some of us. And I don't see anybody up there. I mean, you have our local legislators, you know, Assemblyman Nielsen, bless his heart. I mean, he is pounding and raising these issues.
Jim Nielsen is fighting every day.
And I mean,
scrappy.
It's strong.
I want somebody scrappy.
And he is. I mean, he is not afraid to raise the issue and say, hey, does people realize what this is going to do?
He has kahunas with a long O.
That's why. We're going to take a break now.
We're
going to come back to our next segment of Kahunas. 8:20 in the morning, Larry Lees is our guest. He's already said that. But he says it so nicely, is that Sacramento is so screwed up, he doesn't think anybody can fix it. He just said that. We'll be right back.
Her cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
For nearly 20 years, SCVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, has recognized individuals and groups for outstanding advocacy efforts for our veterans. The 2012 CVAC Awards Banquet is this Saturday, July 28th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Redding, with social hour at 5 p.m. and a dinner and program starting at 6. A roast beef and chicken dinner will be prepared by Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and is included with your $12 ticket. Entertainment for this special evening, saluting our veterans and those who advocate for them, includes a brand new song by local musician Chris McCandless. You're invited to attend this special event this Saturday evening at the Reading Vets Hall. Tickets are available by calling CVAC President Julie Clausen at 241-4126 or stop by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office on Shasta Street in Reading.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, or should I say the Great Kahuna. It is 8:25 in the morning on July the 27th. Hey, this portion of our show is being brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. It's your neighbors, my friend. And by the way, we just had one of our chat room people, Angel, went down and bought a truck from Crown Motors. She supports the local economy, supports us. Thank you, Angel. And you know what? They're going to give you a great deal, and I bet they did. And she has a story about her salesman. She's going to even have him on the show at some point. About here's a guy that wants the American dream, working three jobs so he can have the American dream. And they have a car, truck, or SUV at Crown Motors that fits everybody. And they take great pride not only in the vehicles they sell but how they service them. Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. Larry Lees, the Shasta County Administrative Officer, is our guest. And after he just trashed the – no, I'm just kidding. After we just talked about how – and you know what, Larry, that was – you said from your point, right, what a lot of us believe is that I don't know if they can fix this.
Yes.
And, I mean, I, you know, with what's going on – in that sense. Now,
I actually believe they can fix it. They can fix it. I don't know that there's a desire to at this time.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you could fix anything.
Yeah, right.
Is there the desire to do that? There was a desire, finally, to get the jail open.
Yes,
there
was.
Let's talk about that.
Well, yes. I will say that Sheriff Pasenko has had that desire all along. And,
oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah,
and giving credit to Sheriff Pasenko, I mean, there was a desire never to close the third floor either. But that goes back to something we did as a county that the state has not done, and that is we chose to live within our means rather than mortgaging our future. And so we don't have the debt. We don't have the bankruptcy like San Bernardino, Mammoth Lake, Stockton, Vallejo, soon to be, in my opinion, Compton and some
others. Compton. You know what? I think that, yeah, I think we haven't even seen. This is just a tip of the iceberg. You're going to see cities all through, and we'll talk about that next hour. But let's talk about.
I think you're correct, but you know, going back to the jail, you bet. I mean, we were at a place to where we were just not in a position to hold folks accountable for the bad choices they have made. We have not been able to do that because we haven't been able. There's been no leverage. There's been no stick, and so the reality is, we are moving like. Crazy to get that thing open. All of us wanted it open sooner, the third floor I'm talking about. Fortunately, we've already seen some good things happen because it has been open. Comments like picking
up Mark Beecham's.
I did not see his.
Oh, a sergeant picked up one of these bad guys and he said, yeah, just book me. He goes, oh, no, no. We're going to keep you. The jail's just been open. He goes, the guy had a remark that we can't talk about.
Yeah. But that's the point. We're starting to get those, and now they're starting to say, and obviously, we can't build enough jails in the state to house everybody that needs to be housed. We actually need to be fixing some of these people that are changeable. But with that being said, you will see on the board agenda, the agenda comes out here this afternoon, you will see that on Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors will take action to, rent prison beds in Lassen County and in El Dorado County, and we're actually looking at one other county too. But because they have space, we do not. We are now going to be able, as of next Tuesday, if the board approves it, that we will now be able to, once ours become at capacity, we'll be able to move ours out, those that are over capacity, and start moving these other facilities. So folks are going to have some consequence. Now, the good news about that is that means that when you have a work release and I don't want to speak for the sheriff, he's much more knowledgeable than I. But when you have a work release program, when you have some type of ankle bracelet monitoring program that people don't comply, when there's no jail space, there's no leverage for them to comply. Now all of a sudden when they don't show up to fulfill a commitment that the court has ordered, you're going to have them incarcerated. They're going to start thinking twice. And I believe it won't take too long before word gets out that says, hey, you know, it's better for us to go help out and do a public works facility, or not public works, but to do public help in cleaning up something than it is to stay in jail. So I think you're going to see that.
Should the Board of Supervisors gotten involved in this sooner?
Yeah, you know, they did, actually. And it's a real complicated process. It's a legislative process. And I think it's important to understand this is not driven by Shasta County. It's really driven by the legislature, who has put in charge of this whole AB 109 process. They put the probation chief as the executive director of the Community Corrections Board. So he is in charge. He does not report to the county. You know, he's appointed.
You're talking about Wes Foreman, right?
He's appointed by the.
Yeah, that's who you're talking about,
yes.
Right? Okay.
And he's appointed by the presiding judge, which is not really a function of the county. So there's no direct accountability and control there, although we do have input. But then you have the other members of the board, and they're all good, and they all want the right thing. I really believe that. They have different ways of getting there. But you have the police chief, which actually is not under county control. You know, you have these other, you have the sheriff, who's really an independent elected. You have these other entities that make up this committee that actually is not really controlled by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Now, they didn't care. They took action anyway and ordered me to perform a review of this, of the progress, and I reported on that view in public session last Tuesday as far as where we were at with that session. So, back to your question, you know, the Board of Supervisors, even though they don't have direct accountability and authority over it, they're pushing on it anyway. And actually, this Tuesday, we'll be making some additional recommendations.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, the big thing is getting the jail open. And I tell you what, there's a lot of pressure all of a sudden hit. And you know what? We needed to get it open. And I know Tom's working at it, and he worked at it. But we needed to come up with people outside the box stuff. And if it meant, you know, putting chains on them and dragging them down the street while you put them into another jail. I don't care. I don't care.
All right, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have another big kahuna moment right here on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Despite a new government report showing slow economic growth this spring in the U.S., the Dow is up 99 points, now just 13 shy of 13,000. The influence still primarily overseas.
Just the way we were saying blame Europe, now we can...
...on Wall Street. President Obama has signed an agreement that expands America's military cooperation with Israel.
I hope that as I sign this bill, once again, everybody understands how committed all of us are, Republicans and Democrats, as Americans to our friends, and making sure that Israel is safe and secure.
The bill gives Israel access to sophisticated weapons. Fox News. We report, you decide.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the freedom fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river. On the river.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is the last Friday in July. Bad Bob's going to get smacked in the side of the head for letting another month go by us here. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. I get my hair cut there. Bad Bob gets his hair cut there. He even gets the hair on his back cut there. But they stand off a little weed whacker when they do that. Our guest today, segueing into our guest today.
Speaking of weed whacker.
There you go. This is the Kahuna Day, as Linda. Yes. Linda started the Kahuna Day. Anyway, our guest, Larry Lees, who is the, you know what, you're the Shasta County Administrative Officer. That's kind of like the big Kahuna.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
All right, let's finish up on the 109. I want to go to a couple other things here. We've got a lot of money out there.
We do. Now, the state originally said that we are going to be, our allocation for the 109 and the real whole governor's realignment plan was to be about $6.9 million. They did some adjusting here back in around October of 2011, and the number that they came up with was about 6.2, so we had a little reduction, but we are supposed to be getting $6.2 million, and all indications are we will be getting that. We've already received about $3 million of that, of the $3 million, we've spent $1 million. Little, so we've got probably 1.9 million or so that we're ready to go as soon as,
ready to go what?
Well, there's a couple of things. We're ready to start providing services. We're ready to open up a day reporting center / community corrections assessment center.
And where's that going to be?
Where do you live?
Hey, you're too late, my friend. I've got one across the street.
You got eight floors.
I have a house. Hey. I can hit the jail with a golf ball from where I'm at. You know that. Yeah. But no, we already have a half.
No, actually, but I think that's a reasonable question. That's where it's going to be.
Where's it going to be?
And the only reason I'm not going to tell you exactly where is because we're negotiating with some landlords right now.
Okay.
And so I want to, but it will make good business sense and it will be, and it won't be an issue that will make folks nervous because it needs to be in a place that's close to probation, a place that's close to the jail, a place that's close to public transportation, which is the, you know, Rabbit Center.
You are renting the houses across the street.
And so it needs to be somewhere close, but we do have, actually there's a couple sites, and actually 10 o'clock this morning, I am personally being involved in this. Now I know I'm not on the committee or anything, but I'm actually meeting with another landlord this morning at 10 a.m., and we're taking a tour with our leasing
expert. Larry, you know, we like you, Larry, and so I don't want to put you on a hard spot here, but here it is almost a year later. We've got millions of dollars. We haven't done a damn thing, really. I mean, just got the jail open, and we're up to our butts and bad guys.
Carl, I could tell you all kinds of reason and give you excuses why, but actually, I think we're wrong. I think we have missed the boat. I think we failed to move in as rapidly as we should have. And I just have to agree with you. And I don't often agree with you, but I have to say, I
we haven't got into lawsuits yet. Nor will we.
Good one. Well played. But actually, no, even the committee is frustrated and wish they were further along than they are. There's no question about that. And you know, the thing that some folks failed to realize, and actually our chairman, Supervisor Modi, brought this up last week. You know, it's not just the people that are coming back, because these folks were coming back anyway. They were under state control, and now they're under county. But they were coming back anyway. That's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is what I call the never-goes. Those that are being sentenced that were supposed to go to state prison but are now being retained and held here.
Never-goes. I've heard this one before.
Yeah, so those are the ones that really have increased our population of bad boys and girls.
And we can't help them. And because you want to get them into the drug treatment centers, you want them into anger management, all these things.
Mental health,
but you can't do it unless they show up.
Yeah.
I mean, once they're caught, you know, and then they do that failure to appear. But now, if we have the open spaces, then we can start the treatments, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And certainly our Superior Court judges are beside themselves with the level of failures to appear, and their concern is strong as it relates to making sure there's some type of leverage to.
I am pleasantly surprised by the fact that the police and the sheriff's department, the guys on the streets, are still out there just battling it every day and not losing hope.
And they are.
Okay. We're going to take an early break here, and we come back. Let's get into what you're seeing here in the future for Shasta County. I want to talk about, if you think Knighton Road, is that one just dead for anything? And then the other things is, what do you see coming here to Shasta County as far as some businesses? We saw an article in the paper this one guy wrote, says that there's not a future, he thought, in Shasta County, which I thoroughly disagree with. I think there's a great future here in Shasta County. I want to hear from you, Larry, at your level. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk 45-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
We take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:43 in the morning, the last Friday in July. This portion brought to you by an icon of America. That's right, Redding Harley-Davidson. Ernie and Jessica Wright running that. It's been established since 1977 by their family, and they have the motorcycles that you want to ride, the Harley-Davidsons. Not only that, but they have a full range of accessories. Clothing, you name it, they've got it. You want to put it on your bike, they've got it. Not only that, but they've got great financing available. People that know what they're doing, and they take care of your motorcycle so it runs perfectly. They take care of my motorcycle, and even though that it's not ridden as much as it used to be because I'm a small business owner, no matter what President Obama thinks, that I'm working pretty hard here, but you need...
He did that for you, though.
I would like President Obama to come down and take my spot here for a couple of weeks so I can take off. Anyway, go to 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding or give them a call, 241-7117. You know what, Redding Harley-Davidson, they are an icon, but they're also a local business. Do your business here local. You want to buy a Harley, that's where you go. Experience the ride, live the dream.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You need to be more appreciative to him.
You know what? I do. You know what? And I'll just hand you my guns and the keys to my. Here, you want to meet my wife too? I mean, just why not? Anyway, okay. Knighton Road, which went down in flames. It's twice now. It's done that. We had the car thing, or the supervisors turned it down the first time.
Correct.
And this time they just got hammered. Is there anything going to be able to be built around Knighton Road, do you think?
Well, I think the potential will always be there. Now, currently we do have some commercially zoned acres there that, you know, you and I could build on it tomorrow if we wanted to. It's just a limited amount, But so to say that, is there something going to be built there? I would imagine at some point there will be something built there, at least, you know, minimum on the acres. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're asking whether somebody like Hawkins is going to come back with another proposal or another plan or reduce it, you know, that's a question for them,
and now,
I can't say.
Right now, they still got the bandages on, yeah. You know. Yeah. I told them, why don't you just open up a drive-in theater that plays Spanish films? And you know, I didn't go over big.
Well, no, I don't imagine. But, I mean, clearly, you know, they believe that they were doing something great for the community. And
you know what they truly did? And people don't, when you get to know them and you talk to these guys, and, you know, and we, because of all the times they were on
here, along with
the opposition
there.
And you talk about walking a tightrope there, trying to get both sides on this thing. But talking to the owner of this, you know what? I really believe that they genuinely really wanted to have something here that could help. Yes, they were going to make money on it. But they just walked into a buzzsaw.
They did.
So I would like, you know, I mean, there are things you could do, I guess, around Knighton Road, but I frankly don't think it'll ever happen.
It's yet to be determined. Yeah. That's for sure.
Let me ask this one. Do veterans get, and I'm asking this because this came up the other day, do veterans get like a couple points or something? Like, you know, if a veteran applies for a job in the federal government and at the city government and at many other places, they get a couple points on the exam for their service. Does the county do that?
Well, we don't give extra points in an exam. If you're talking about preference points, maybe for a hiring
program. Yeah, I mean,
we don't add points to their written examination or anything like that. But certainly, are there preference points for that? And I have to look to see specifically where we're at, so I don't want to answer that wrong.
Yeah,
but
I didn't mean that as an ambush.
Absolutely. And you know, I think it's important to understand that the Board of Supervisors have really invested heavily in the veterans' operations here because it's the right thing to do. Absolutely the right thing to do. But if it wasn't the right thing to do, it still brings millions of dollars into Shasta County. Millions.
For every dollar spent, brings three back.
And so, I mean, we do it because it's the right thing, but we're bringing a ton of money in here. And, you know, I am right now actually working with other counties to say, you know, we've invested in a new building for our veteran service officer. We have a fully functional veteran service officer's office. Many counties do not at all. And so I've been actually negotiating with other counties to pick up their responsibility. Well, that's what I meant.
The responsibility.
to help them achieve the same thing that we have here. You know, we have actually our discount cards that we've got for veterans. You know, that was created here in Shasta County.
Oh, yeah.
And now other counties are asking us how we're doing it, and they're copying it. And so we're kind of on the leading edge there, and we invest heavily, heavily in the veterans because it's the right thing to do, and it actually brings a ton
It is the right thing to do. And, you know, and we have on there Shasta County Honors its veterans. I just would think, and please check that for me, you know, the other thing we did, too, with Tom, you got to go out to the bases. You know, so we shot that stuff out to all the bases, too, because there's a lot of people getting out, you know, that might be the type of place they want to transition into the northern part of California with.
Sure.
We have that, frankly, is what I believe. I mean,
I do too.
We had our choice, you know, where to go. We like it here. And I see where people leave. And this guy that wrote this article the other day in the paper, I don't know if you saw it, he was leaving because he wanted to go to a more culturally diverse thing with more better economic conditions. And I think the guy worked for the government.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure if he's going into private industry or if he's just going into a higher paying job with the government.
Right, right.
But we've had the young entrepreneurs on, and we've had so many people on here that have made a success here in this kind of young people. And on the show following ours, Shasta Startup, success stories of the North State in Shasta County and Redding.
Now, I you know, before the break, you had mentioned that you wanted to talk about where you think we're going
that's kind of leading up to this. Where do you think?
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I am very optimistic. Now I'm kind of Pollyanna-ish anyway, and so I recognize that. But let me share with you why I believe that we are going to be successful up here. It's slow, and I wish we were further along than we are. But this is a great place to live. And the reason that we're going to be successful up here is because people love their community. They may not always agree on what it should be, but they love their community. And if I, you know, could talk just a minute about our city manager, Kurt Starman, and hopefully he won't get mad at me, but But, you know, I have the opportunity to talk to different business groups and education groups, and Kurt and I do that together many times. And, you know, if you hear Kurt talk about his love and passion for his community, I mean, he was born here, he raised here, he went to high school here. He loves his community. And there are many people like that that will make this successful because they love their community. And then you said to yourself, Carl, you had the choice to come up here. I too had the choice. I wasn't working for government when I came up here, and everybody agrees with me, but I think we need to be a little more progressive.
I think the
fact that we
outside the box,
the fact
guys.
That, the fact that we don't have a river, well, we've got beautiful river trails and things, but the fact that we can't do something with utilize the river for a little more entertainment, retail, commercial. Oh,
we were sitting
gosh.
There at View 202. Mike Mitchellette, owner of the Fly Shop, one of the big, huge success
stories around here.
Mike and Bertha, they own the Fly Shop, and they have worked so hard. Mike looks at me and he says, you know what? Look at this river. This is the only restaurant on this river.
Yeah.
And then he said, look at the freeway out there. 80,000 cars. 80,000 cars go by this place every day. We have one restaurant on the river and 80,000 cars going by here. Yeah. Do you see anything wrong? And Mike is... Yeah, Mike, I do see it. I see a lot of things. Why don't we?
Yeah.
Got to take a break. Carl Lindebot, our guest, Larry Lees, who's the Shasta County Administrator. Is that what you're called? I mean, we call you the Big Kahuna today. Okay, he's the Big Kahuna.
I like the
of
Big
Shasta
Kahuna.
County. All right, we'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, July the 27th. It's our last segment here. We've got a lot of things going on. Next week, we're going to be talking to a lot of people next week. We've got, we're going to be talking legal. Jim Reed, who's running for Congress, will be on next week. We've got, we're going to be talking to a gent by the name of Matt McKeel, who does raw milk. He is into the raw milk side of it. And ordinarily you say, well, what's there so much about raw milk? Well, it's because, you know, it's with the new type of
government
controls of things and the genetically modified organisms, and that's just passed beyond it. You know, this guy has some interesting things to say, and about what the government doesn't like it, they're going to come down and shut you down too, which is also interesting. Okay. Now, Larry Lees is our guest, who is the big kahuna of Shasta County.
Yeehaw.
And the,
I love it.
And you like that? Okay.
King Five.
I do.
Where do you think we're going here?
Yeah, like I think, like I said, you were asking me. I am optimistic. This is a great place. You know, I was just listening on the way over here. I was actually sitting in my office, and you had Addison Peak Performance talking a little bit.
Yes, Amy.
And I was inspired. And so I walked over from my office, which is about a mile each way. So in walking over here, though, here I am. I'm looking outside. This is a beautiful place to live. It is just gorgeous out there. And, yeah, I think we're underutilized in some of our resources that could build it up. You know, you have somebody like Hawkins. Maybe this is the right, and obviously the people think it wasn't the right project. But here's a private entity that wants to spend 120 of their own money, $120 million of their private money.
Maybe we should build something along the river, but we can't even do that
because
it's locked up in some kind of
private ownership.
Private ownership who's upset with other people on it. So, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous.
You know what we need to do? Every single day that we are on the air, we need to say, count down to November 6th.
That helps.
How many days left? Every day, it's countdown. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to get in there? Are you going to canvas the streets? Are you going to just accept the way it is? Or are you going
to
be active?
There you go. Yeah, time to change. Okay, Larry. Sheriff's Department and all these. Do you see any type of shifting of funds to put more sheriffs out there with what all the other stuff that's going on?
Well, I told you earlier when we were talking about the budgets and stuff, you know, actually, you know, we took steps early on to make sure we were living within our means. So because of that, when we see these little bit of spurts, that does help with our budget. Now, I don't want to miss the fact that our employee base, the labor organizations and our labor partners pitched in heavily at the very beginning of this recession to make sure that they would maintain as many jobs as possible. And actually, 100% of our labor organizations within the county all took the responsibility of paying 100% of the employee portion of the PERS pension. All of them, countywide. And that includes those not represented by labor, too. So the entire county employee base did that. So I'd be remiss if I didn't thank them and let them know that we appreciate them partnering with the administration to make sure we live within our means. Now, with that being said, back to your question, yes, absolutely, because now that we're seeing a little bit, and it's not a lot, but a little bit is increasing, we're starting to see that we have an opportunity to put more additional dollars in public safety.
Okay.
You know, we still have to be very careful, though, because remember I talked a little bit about the potential for a new jail, whereas we might get state funding for that new jail. We don't have the state funding to operate it, and that could be a real problem because then that could come back to haunt us.
Yeah, we don't want to build a jail that we can't take care of.
Oh, my gosh.
Larry,
hey,
I can't. Thank you so much, Larry. One question, though. We've been told is that the employees used to listen to us on the computers are being told they can't listen anymore on the computers. They can't stream us anymore.
I don't know. That was not a directive.
You're the big kahuna.
Let me answer that honestly. That was not a directive from my office.
Coming up, we've got Randy Denham and Shasta Startup. There are going to be some special guests here live in the next hour.
And then after that, we've got The Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus. Hey, Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, we
more
appreciate
and more
time
to have you on.
And thank you, Bob Alonji, always at the helm here as our producer here on KCNR.
Bob, you let the month of July get away from us.
I'll slap him for you.
Okay, reach over there and slap. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Officially, the recession ended 3 years ago, but the latest report on growth is more evidence of the ongoing struggle. It's slow. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The economy grew at a rate of 1.5% from April through June, a symptom of Americans cutting back sharply on spending. The Commerce Department also revising upwards slightly economic growth from the first quarter, though it was still just 2%. Economists say 2% and lower economic growth will not bring the unemployment rate down. It's adding fuel to the presidential debate. The Romney campaign blaming the president's stewardship for the sluggish recovery. The White House arguing the situation would be much worse without the president's stimulus efforts. Lisa.
Jared, for now, the Dow is up 106 points, focusing for a second day on a reassuring play.